WRMR 573. How about it there, 889 John? You copy? Out there in Klamath?
Yep, I got you.
How's it going, brother?
We're going pretty good. Was just going over with the wife, just going over infused oils and stuff that we're harvesting a lot of the spices from the garden. And I did my first batch of infused rosemary, thyme, and oregano with my new chamber sealer. And I'm basically doing infused oils with it, so it's big experimentation. And now I'm out in the office. Yeah, grab me a cool one, and I'm done for the night.
Copy that. Yeah, I grabbed me a cold Coors Light, too. Yeah, I'm done for the night, too. Yeah, we plan to go there, this month down to see you, but probably be next month, because, tell you, Christmas just really eat everybody up, so, yeah, man, if you got, I'll email you or text you what I'm looking for, or what I'm looking for, and then you'll have it, what I'm coming down for.
Okay, yeah, that's not a big deal. I know I said I was going to get you a list, but I got a pretty extensive list of everything that we do. I'll still get it to you. I'm sitting out here in the office now, and she's in there doing some researching on infused oils and stuff, so it's a new thing that we're getting into. So, while I'm out here, I'll turn around and I'll get you that list. A lot of it's special order. Well, you'll see. It states what it is on it.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm just stoked for some of that hot salt, some of that salsa and smoked cheese, and if you have salmon, I'd have to get more than one, because I know damn well me and her going to eat that all the way back home. And everybody be like, where's the salmon at? We'll be like, we done ate it.
I hear that. Yeah, I know how that goes. Yeah, it's the same way here. Yeah, 889 Alpha, he turned around and got a bunch from me, and of course he helps me all the time, so usually when we do batches of it, he'll turn around and take some home. he took some, he was living here for 2 years, and then he finally got his first house here in Klamath. He took some home, and I guess one of his neighbors got a hold of it and ate the heck out of it. And next thing you know, his neighbor was ordering, he ordered a big old batch from me here, I think, last month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to get some, and then probably month after that, I want to get some for 439. He likes that stuff, too.
What's 439's first name?
Dave, WRMS, Dave, out there in Klamath Falls. I mean, not Klamath, Cave Junction.
Yeah, I think I've talked to him. I'm pretty sure. I have to look at my list, but yeah, I'm pretty sure I talked to him right now. My desk is covered with all this Oregon Tech stuff that we're bidding on these two buildings, so everything I do on the weekends is buried down under.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, it's very foggy over here in GP. How's it over there? Is it clear or foggy?
No, we're clear, getting cold, and we were real mucky up on the back property, up in the, we got one section, two sections, three sections. We got four sections that split between ducks and then integrated ducks and chickens and up on the back side of the property. And it was pretty mucky around noon. But then about No, I guess about 5 o'clock the ground started hardening up. So, yeah, it's crusted over now, so it's freezing now.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, it's not freezing here. It's just, you know, I'm out in the front yard, and you got the street light, and you can just see all the, I don't know what you call it, but, I don't know what you would call it, but it's kind of hazy looking. But, boy, but I tell you what, it's pretty damn chilly.
Yeah, probably not as bad as what we get here, but I envy you guys' weather over there, moving from Santa Cruz to here. Man, I miss the growing season.
Oh, I know, and we're in the belly, too. You'd think, you know, yeah, we should appreciate being in the valley because we're not getting what you guys are out there in the high country, you know.
That's all right. We make do, though. We got greenhouses and everything else, so, yeah, it all works.
Yeah, copy.
So what have you been up to all day?
Oh, I've been raking leaves. We got a big, I wouldn't say property, but we got about 2 lots. We got a corner lot, you know, in town. And so one part of the front yard goes pretty good. And so we got the big house and the garage. And then on the side in the front, it's the side of the big house. And then it's got like a big old 3-car garage type thing there. And then over a little bit. So it's like 2 lots. And it's, I got to hire my daughter and her husband to mow it for me. Cause I can't do it. They got a riding lawnmower. So it's easy for them, you know. And so I decided to do all the leaves myself. And it's been about 3 days. And I'm almost done with it.
I hear that. Our last mowing was, I think about a month ago, and we got 2 John Deere's. We got a standard John Deere, and we got a John Deere zero turn. And yeah, we've got a lot of lawn here. And well, we do get help from the ducks and chickens too. We turn them loose. They're free range all the time. So during the day they're loose, but we lock them up at night to keep them away from the critters because we got a lot of field. We got the Peepingdale field. We got 25 acres next to us that, man, we get coyotes. We've got cougars in there. We've got wolves in there. You name it. We get squirrels, raccoons, about every critter imaginable. So, yeah, we keep them locked up at night, and we've done pretty good so far.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we was up in Idaho visiting my stepson. He's a farmer up there. And every once in a while, they go out up on the butte, you know, because they got, you know, he's got cattle up there. And so they pretty much go, you know, do fence riding and stuff. So I went up there with them and, you know, go up there for a couple of days, just stay the night up at the camp and stuff like that. I've never done that. And that's kind of cool, though, you know, especially up there in the middle of the night, nobody around, nothing. We sat there and drink beer and stuff. But you can hear all kinds of shit. What the hell is that? And you go, oh, that's just a coyote. That's a coyote. I'm like, well, let me know when the wolves are around, because I got, you know, I always carry my gun, you know.
We're the same way here. Well, actually, where we're at, though, we're just on the outskirts of town, and we've got the acre nap here, and we got 25 acres on the side of us, and we got neighbors to the back and to the right-hand side of us, but they're, you know, they're ways away with having an acre and a half. But across the street, we've got the city school district, and we had a mountain lion. It was in March or April, and we had it out in the field, and it was behind our kennels here that we have our hybrid wolves and the Rottweilers, and it was actually stalking the 2 Rottweilers, and the Rottweilers were going nuts. And then in June, the school district, county schools, they've got their bus barns that are across the street where they store all the buses for county schools break. They posted on their Facebook site for Klamath County Schools, another mountain lion, which was a lot smaller than the one that we had in the field here. They turned around and posted videos of it, turned around, and it was going around the cars in the parking lot for the bus drivers and going around the buses and stuff. They caught it on video about a couple of months later after the one we spotted in the field here that was after our Rottweilers.
They weren't allowed to shoot it. I'd have shot that. If I were, even in town, I mean, if I lived there, even if I was in the country, and I saw one outside traipsing around in the yard and around my cars, out of my bedroom window, I would have scoped that fucker. I'm sorry about cussing. But I would have took it out.
On our side of the street, we're county on our side, and the county school buses that are on the other side are actually on the city side. So they can't, by law, they can't on the city side, but we can here. I had a 15 out there, and I had them spotted with a 2,000 lumen light and my illuminated reticles on my AR. And I had him dead to rights, and he was spotted sitting down behind a rabbit brush. His head cleared, 3-foot rabbit brush sitting down. His head cleared by at least about 15 inches. So if he'd have went, got any aggression or even went toward any of our animals, I'm allowed to shoot him. But he didn't. He eventually backed off after about 25 minutes.
He won the lottery, didn't he?
Yeah, pretty much, because my son is the first one that noticed him, because he snarled at my son, and he was 30 feet off our fence that divides us between the PP&L field next door. He came in and got me, and I grabbed the AR. I went out there, and I turned around and spotted him, and at that time, he was about 30 feet behind our kennels, and he never made a sound. He just sat there staring at me, and I stood right there. We've got gates that go into the PP&L field. We've got access to it. And he never made a sound. He just sat there and stared at me, and I just watched him through the scope. And he never made a move. He eventually turned around and ducked down, and he turned around and headed off, probably back across the highway, across 97, so...
Well, that's a good place for him. Now he knows that, you know, he saw you. So if he was staring at you, he saw you. So cats are pretty smart. So he knows that, you know, he's not going to come around there no more.
Yeah, we get him quite a bit through here. I mean, because we're rural, you know, we've got a lot of property around us. So, yeah, they come through here. We get coyotes constantly in the field next door. We get packs of them coming in, about probably 2 and 3 times a week.
Wow, that's crazy. Yep. I mean, I would love to live out in the country, but, you know, being in town, there's not much, you know, just dogs barking, and maybe you might see a coon or two or a skunk, but that's about it.
Heck, here during deer season, the deer are all in town, probably shopping.
That's the time to have your bow do a little archery, huh?
Yeah, I hear that. No, it's really funny, though. Here in Klamath and Keno, and Beatty, Bly, Bonanza, all of our areas here in Klamath County, during deer season, all the deer are in town.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame them. They know, huh?
Yeah, they do. They definitely do. It's no different in elk. We a buddy of mine, he turned around and sold his property in Keno and moved out to Weston, outside, just about 6 miles out of Pendleton. And he sold his property here and got property over there so that we could be closer to our Eastern Oregon and our Idaho border hunt units for elk. And while we were hunting, we got Drew Keno 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row during deer season. Well, I mean, we got our deer 2 out of the 3 years, but what we were seeing during deer season, we were seeing elk. And during elk season, when we turned around and got the general and elk for Keno, we wouldn't even see an elk.
Yeah, the only time I've ever seen an elk up close, we were up in Crescent City, me and my wife, and we went up, I don't know, there's, if you pass it a little bit, you can go, I don't know, this is one place she showed me, and there was a bunch of elk, so we stopped off, and I was already drinking anyway, so I seen a whole bunch of them, and there was like a whole bunch of bucks, and, you know, and there was, like a whole pack, just sitting there, and I'm thinking, what the hell? So I started walking up. She said, don't walk up on them, man, because they'll nail you. And I got up close as I could. And finally, I said, you know what? Nah, this is close enough. Because I wanted to go pet his snout. But I thought, nah, I better not do that because he might attack me. And he had some big old horns on him.
Yeah, we do. I mean, they're known to attack when they're threatened, no different than moose or caribou or anything else. They will if they feel threatened.
Yeah. Same with Bigfoot. I've never seen a Bigfoot or a Sasquatch, but I would tell everybody, I said, you know what? A lot of people that have or claim to have said this got the shit scared out of them. I always thought, you know, if I ever saw one, I would try to be like, you know, like if it's all an alien, you know, hey, you know, I'd offer them a beer or something, you know, some kind of peace offering.
Yeah, I hear that. Throw them a bone or something. If I run into one, he can have what I have. I mean, if he's hungry, he can have it. Just leave me alone.
Right, yeah. Well, especially you, you'd have all that good stuff there. You'd probably leave him some, I don't know if they're vegans or they're carnivores or what, but, you know, here's a hunk of meat, here's some veggies.
Yeah, I hear that. Yep. Yep. I'll be getting a hold of you as soon as my uncle gets into town, which he came into town tonight, and I'll probably be getting a hold of you at some point in time tomorrow.
Okay, you got my phone number, right?
Yeah, phone and email.
Right on. Okay, good deal. I'll look out for it. Okay, John, you have a great evening, and, you know, God bless you and the family and everything. WRMR 573, and 73's to you, John.
All righty, Brent. You have a good one. And same thing to you. God bless the family. You guys have a good one. You guys sleep good. And I will be talking to you tomorrow. I'll probably get a hold of you. He'll probably come in around noon. He's actually went from Eagle Point to Keno, and he stays with a friend of his over in Keno while he's up visiting us. And then he usually comes in about 11:30. So I'll get him programmed in, and I'll get a hold of you by then. So you guys have a good one. Your whole family have a good one. God bless you guys. And WSBT 889, we're going to be monitoring.
Copy that, 889. 573, monitoring, standby and monitoring. You have a good evening there, 889. Good talking to you.